The following program is a paid presentation. The views and or opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of KWAM.
Welcome to the most talked about and anticipated new show, The Success Swagger Power. Served straight up with your host, Myra Hamilton, entertainment and sports, an employment and labor practicing attorney of a nationwide practice at Hamilton Entertainment and Employment Law, LLC. And here's your host and producer, attorney Myra Hamilton.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for listening to another show of Success Swagger Power. Served straight up here on KWAM 990. Today is September 29th, 2012. I am your host this Saturday morning, attorney Myra Hamilton, employment and labor attorney, and entertainment and sports attorney. Today, we have an amazing guest as usual for you. Today, we're going to be speaking to none other than Mr. Clarence Jones. Mr. Jones is a business owner, and he is the owner of CJ Custom Clothers, which is a custom-made clothing company for the stars. Welcome, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Mr. Jones, I like to start off my show, since the name of it is called Success, Swag, and Power. And before we get into the content of who you are and what you do and about your exciting, amazing celebrity client base, tell us, what is your definition of the word success from your business owner's perspective?
Well, before I can say that I am truly successful, I have to say I had to keep God first in my life. He was a very instrumental in my business to get started. And the way I became successful is I found a passion for clothes, which was very helpful. A lot of people growing up looked at me and said, hey, you know, you should do something with clothes, which I never imagined in a million years that would be something I would do. When I got into the business, it kind of helped me to understand what I wanted to do and be successful at. I prayed about it. God showed me a vision, and I was able to get started on that way, which has helped me accomplish a lot of goals, a lot of dreams, a lot of aspirations. A lot of people have helped me become successful. I can't say I became successful by myself. I can truly say that with the help of the Lord and the people that He put in my life, that is what made me, in my opinion, to be successful.
Very good.
And that is,
I'm sorry, Mr. Jones.
Well, that is my meaning of success.
All right. That's an amazing one. And what would you say, especially with your client base of NBA players and NFL players, what is your definition of the word swagger, again, from a business owner perspective?
Well, I guess in my opinion, swagger would be someone who people look at and has a lot of class, very confident in themselves, and people admire greatly.
Okay. Now, for the listening audience, just in case someone wants to really check out who you are while we're talking with you, can you go ahead and put your business website address out there as well as your phone number?
My business website address is cjcustomclothiers.com, and clothiers is spelled clothiers.com, and my phone number is 901-378-8273.
All right, very good. Now, I would like to get into this conversation with you by talking about the most recent article that's out there on you, though there are very many, but there's a very recent article out there with the Memphis Business Journal dated September 21st, 2012, and we're just going to start with that one. First, tell us, are you a native Memphian?
No, I'm not a native Memphian. I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois. My parents sent me to Memphis, Tennessee my senior year of high school. So you can sort of say I am a Memphis native, so to speak. I went to Manassas High School, graduated in 1983, played basketball, ran track. I went to Lamoignon College, played basketball. And I just fell in love with Memphis because of the weather and the people that were just so great and nice to me. So it just made me want to stay and basically just start up a business one day.
Okay, now, Mr. Jones, you just mentioned that you are a former basketball, well, you said player. I assume it was a basketball player. Is that correct?
Yes, I am a former basketball player at Manassas High School.
Okay, now what?
And Lamoignon College.
Wow. What impact of your past history of being a ball player had on you having a client base of predominantly NBA players and NFL players? How does that work?
Well, what that did for me is because I am from Chicago and I lived in Memphis, a lot of my friends who were playing in the NBA, which I will give one, which really helped me, was Tim Hardaway. Tim Hardaway is my best friend. We grew up together in Chicago. He played at Carver High School. I played at Martin Luther King High School. And what happened was I went to Chicago to see him for his birthday. His birthday is close to around Labor Day. And I had a couple of custom-made shirts in the back seat of my car. And we just elaborated on a story, and we were talking about clothes, basketball. And I said, Tim, let me show you a couple of shirts I had made. And I took them shirts in there to him, and he looked at them shirts. He thumped on the collars and the cuff, and he told me, he said, these shirts are better than the ones that I get made.
Wow.
I would love to get some made. And I was like, wow, you know. And at that time, I was working with a young man by the name of Nico Perkins, who kind of got me my start. And I called Nico on the phone and told him my best friend wanted to get a couple of shirts made. And I was going to give them to him for his birthday. And Nico told me to go to a Walgreens or a hardware store and get a tape measure. And he walked me through measuring Mr. Hardaway for his first couple of custom-made shirts. And when he got those shirts, he told me those were the best shirts that he had ever had made. And a lot of guys on the Golden State Warriors at that time was wanting to know where he got his shirts from. And he said, man, my best friend who I grew up with got me some shirts made. And it kind of took off from there. You know, I turned around that Christmas. I met him in Atlanta. Gave me a couple of tickets for the game, which it was just me, but I would, you know, get tickets and I would give one away.
And what game was that? What team was that he played?
Oh, he was playing against Atlanta. He was playing with Golden State, and they were playing the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay.
And so then, you know, he ordered 25 shirts from me and told me this would be a great business for me to go in. And because I was from Chicago and played basketball with a lot of players, a lot of my friends were college coaches or in the NBA. And so I just started reaching out to some of them guys, and, I mean, they kind of basically just put me on the map.
Okay, so then it would be safe to say that the foundation of your business began with your best friend who happened to be a ball player, and he bought 25 of your shirts that you just happened to have something to show in them in the back seat. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I had a couple of dress shirts I had in the back seat. No, actually, they were my first two custom-made shirts. And it was amazing that he would, you know, would ask me to, you know, help him get him some, you know. And I just never thought that it would take off like that. I never thought the business would flourish the way it did. In addition to him, I met with a lady named Barbara Bates, who in turn allowed me to make shirts for Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer. I mean, I've been very blessed with people that has helped me to become a success in my business and in my life.
Okay. Now, in the article, the name of the article, by the way, is called Measuring Up Success, which is a kind of a pun because you have to use sewing and what's something called a swatch book. Can you tell us exactly how did you get it with the sewing class and what exactly is a swatch book that you use for your clients?
Well, the sewing class I took was a home economics class when I was in eighth grade.
No way.
Yes.
You're
kidding. I took a home economics class in the eighth grade.
Okay.
And I had the first shirt I had to make, and it's funny to say, was a dashiki by pattern. I got an A. I got an A in the class.
Okay.
Learned how to cook, learned how to sew. That's how I got, that was the first shirt I had ever made in my life, was a dashiki.
In the eighth grade?
In the eighth grade.
Okay.
Now, I know that sounds crazy, but it is the absolute truth.
Well, when I listen to you, I hear that what you did in the eighth grade and when you met your, and then your best friend, Tim, who happened to be a ball player, I think you were just in the right place at the right time. But if I hear you correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, you already had a passion to do this. You just need the right time and the door to open.
Yes, I did. My high school coach told me in high school, because I used to like to wear suits and I dressed nice for high school games, that one day I should do something with clothes. And I looked at him in his face and said, no way. I'm going to shoot a jump shot for the rest of my life. And matter of fact, my high school coach in Chicago gets custom-made shirts from me. And he always laughs at me whenever I see him. He lets me know that, see, I told you you were going to get into clothes one day. And I said, Coach, I just couldn't believe it. And never would have thought I'd been making my living making clothes. Never.
Okay.
It was God sent.
I believe that. I absolutely positively believe that. What is a swatch book?
A swatch book is a...
And can you spell that? Can you spell
book?
That, Mr. Jones?
It's swatch. Swatch is like W-S-A-T-C-H-B-O-O-K. A swatch book is what I carry with me in a briefcase, where I may carry probably 400-500 shirt patterns, of which are cut into little cards that are placed in a book. And so what I do is it's placed from A, double A, B fabrics, which are Italian, Sea Island cotton fabrics and Egyptian cotton, best fabrics you can buy. And so what people will do is, like, when they get ready to get a shirt made, I pull out, I have a piece of paper with the neck size, the chest size, I mean, all 13 measurements. I usually take 13 measurements, and what they do is they select the fabric that they would like to have a shirt made out of, and they select the collar. So that's all included in what I do, and it is part of the swatch book as well.
Okay, now, in talking about your products, I know that they're custom-made. Tell me the difference between a custom-made product and something that's made from a mass-produced product, for example.
Custom-made, totally different. When you have something custom-made, it is made to fit you. Made to fit your dimensions, your total measurements. When you buy a man-made shirt or suit, as we say, you pretty much go into a store, tell them what size you wear. A person may put a tape and say, okay, you are a 42 regular, or let's say you're a 16 and a half neck. You cannot get the full effect of a custom shirt as a store-bought shirt, which only gives you the length of a shirt, a cuff, you know, the sleeve of a shirt. Let's say, I'll go back again, let's say 16 and a half. Most of the time, a person goes to the store, they get 16 and a half, maybe a 34, 35 sleeve, and the sleeves might be too short. When you get a custom-made shirt, you may be a 16-and-a-half neck, but your actual sleeve length may be a 35 3/4, which you will get the actual length where your shirt doesn't be short as when you buy it out of a store.
Okay, so it sounds like we're talking about, in detail, custom tailoring, if I'm correct.
Yes, yes. And also with a custom shirt, you get more of a fitted look versus when you buy from a store where it may be kind of baggy. A lot of guys and women get custom shirts because they want it to be more tapered to their body versus going to a store where it's real baggy and they have a lot of, let's say, loose fabrics on the side of their shirts and on the chest. It looks too puffy. It doesn't look clean, neat.
Okay. How many suits do you average in the course of, I guess, a week? Or is that a fair question, talking about your suits and your shirts? Or let's just say a month.
I average anywhere between 40 to 60 suits a month, depending on the season. I always average anywhere between 150 to 75 shirts per month.
Wow.
And doing the from January to usually June, I'm usually around 40, 45. But from July 1st to the end of the year,
yes.
I may do 70. I may be anywhere between 60, 70 suits a month.
Wow.
Because I have a lot of NBA. I go from NFL to college basketball coaches to NBA.
Okay.
So they keep me extremely busy that time, those times of the year.
Okay. Now, from a business owner perspective, in the area of customer service, what is the process? And I'm looking at your website as well as the articles. What is the process? Take me through the process if someone is walking in your door. Or are you going to their office? Because I want to talk about how you make your business. You do on-site visits. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I go see everybody.
Okay. So tell us what happens. I mean, are you helping them accessorize from the buttons, the cufflinks, the belts, the shoes? In terms of your product, walk us through what happens during a fitting with one of your client base.
Okay. Well, normally what you just take it from the top.
Okay.
Normally what happens, I get a phone call. Someone schedules an appointment with me. We schedule a date and time. During the conversation, the person lets me know if they are interested in shirt and suits or just shirts or just suits. When I come in the office, you know, I have my briefcase with probably five different swatch books of suit fabrics, and then I have my other swatch books with about maybe 400 or 500 shirt swatches. What I kind of do is before I proceed in fitting a person, we kind of sit down, have a 15, 20-minute conversation, and they kind of tell me about themselves. I tell them a little about what I do. And then I kind of proceed by getting an idea of what color suit that they're looking for or what type of or color shirt that they're looking for. Then at that point, I pull out my form, my tape measure, and then I proceed to kind of write down, like, the different swatches. If he picks a black swatch, I'll have a particular number on it. So when I do call my fabric vendors, I can say this is the fabric number I'm looking for, and I can tell them how many yards I need. And so I kind of write that on paper. Then we go through what style jacket that he wants. He may say, well, what is the latest style? Right now the latest style is the modern Metro look, which is more of a European fitted style look, as I should say, with the smaller lapels on the collar, jacket maybe a little shorter than normal, and pants are a little bit more tighter with no pleats. And so when I tell him that, he said, well, I want to look like that. That's the kind of look I want.
Okay.
So then
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Jones. Let me stop you right here. We're going to go to the commercial. When we come back, I want you to continue to talk about that amazing European look. Don't touch that dial. You're listening now to Success, Swagger Power, Serve Straight Up. I'm your host here at KWEL 990, Attorney Myra Hamilton. We'll be right back.
At Hamilton Entertainment and Employment Law, LLC, it's not just your problem. Now it's ours. We provide skilled and experienced representation of employees who have been subjected to unlawful discriminatory employment practices in violation of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 as amended. We provide a representation during USEEOC mediations and protecting and representing entertainment and sports clients inclusive of business formation, contract drafting, contract review, appearance contracts, and endorsement contracts for athletes. We're representing employees who have been subjected to unlawful employment terminations and wrongful discharge on the job. Hamilton Entertainment. Call us at 969-4582. That's 969-4582. And let your problem become ours.
Success, Swagger Power, Serve Straight Up. I'm your host, Attorney Myra Hamilton, and we're speaking today with Mr. Clarence Jones. Mr. Jones, welcome back.
Thank you.
Mr. Jones is the business owner, for those who are just joining us, of CJ Custom Clothers. And we were talking about how he fits his client base, which happens to be a celebrity client base. You were talking about the European look, and can you continue about the fitting process? And I also would like to know, what's the turnaround time that someone can expect to receive their custom-made suit?
Well, normally on a custom-made suit, average time is 3 to 4 weeks. Sometimes I may get it a little sooner, depending on if you have an event. I can get a suit back a little sooner, maybe 2, 2.5 weeks, if needed. And usually when I do that, there's an incurred cost with that, maybe 25% more added on. My custom shirts, usually turnaround time is anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks, sometimes a little sooner, depending on if you have an event that you need a shirt back right away. My average cost starting for a custom-made suit is $12.50 and up, and that depends on the fabric, not the make, just the fabric. My custom shirts, price range anywhere from $1.65 and up, depending on the fabric. But I want everyone to know it's not about money with me. It's all about relationships. So I don't want anyone to be nervous because they hear that price. I want them to be able to call, ask questions. If you call and ask questions, I like that better. And we can always be worked out. It can always be worked. I usually require 50%. And 50% upon delivery. Sometimes people don't have the 50% upon delivery. I kind of work with them where they can, you know, pay me 25% and then the other 25% at a later date.
All right. Can you give us your email address for that business owner out there that's listening, or that doctor or lawyer that's listening and want to go ahead and start a relationship with you and get in their suits built just in time for the holidays? What is your email address?
My email address is CJ. Custom Clothiers, that's CLOTHIERS.CJ@gmail.com. Again, CJ Custom Clothiers, CLOTHIERS.CJ@gmail.com.
Very good. Now, in the article, the recent article in the Memphis Business Journal entitled Measuring Up Success, I read that the CJ Custom Clothers are expanding their client base beyond the professional athletes. Talk a little bit about that. Talk a little bit about referrals from athletes and what you're looking to gain for our listening audience that's out there from the business owner's perspective of being a prospective client. Tell us about the expansion and a little bit about your client base in the athletic world.
Well, what I meant by expanding my business beyond athletes, when I first started in business, I didn't have not one athlete. They were very hard, very difficult to get, and I prayed a lot, and I asked God to allow me to get one, and I knew if I was able to get one athlete, I would be able to get four.
Okay.
Athletes are great to have. But a lot of athletes, they only buy, you know, once a year, which is good. I mean, they buy large quantities in order. But what I wanted to do was, because a lot of people had thought I only dealt, or I should say deal with athletes, that a lot of people were afraid to do business with me because of that. I mean, I've been approached several times in the Memphis area where people would say, you know, I got your card, I heard you do great work, but I hear that you only make clothes for athletes, and I had to let people know that that is not true. I mean, I make clothes for any person who calls and says, hey, you know what, I want to obtain your services. So I never want anyone to think that I only just do athletes. I make clothes for everyone who calls. So that is the reason why I wanted people to know that I was expanding my business beyond athletes, so people will not be afraid to think that I only deal with celebrities and of that nature. because I started out with just regular business people. So I want to get back to, you know, with a lot of business people, where people can say, okay, yeah, I get goals from him. You know, that guy does good work. You know, he's not what people said or thought he was, that he only deals with, you know, athletes, millionaire people, you know. So that is the reason why I elaborated more in my article that I was expanding my business beyond athletes.
Okay. Now, speaking of your client base, you've already mentioned in the conversation today that you've done shirts for Steve Harvey, and you've mentioned that you've done shirts for Cedric the Entertainer. And what about the athletes and their teams?
The athletes that I've made clothes for?
And their teams, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, right now, I do clothes for Michael Blockers, St. Louis Rams, JaVale McGee with the Denver Nuggets, Jimmy Butler, the Chicago Bulls, Joe Johnson with the Brooklyn Nets, Melvin Ingram, San Diego Chargers, Alshon Jeffrey with the Chicago Bears. I could probably continue.
Go right ahead.
Wow. I mean, it's,
go right ahead. This is your day, Mr. Jones.
I make clothes for so many guys. I really only like to even really talk about them. But I do Von Miller with the Denver Broncos, Tracy Porter with the Denver Broncos, Mario Hagan with the St. Louis Rams, Cedric Ellis with the New Orleans Saints, Benny Curry, Philadelphia Eagles, Brandon Boykin, Philadelphia Eagles, Wilson Chandler with the Denver Nuggets, DJ Watson with the Brooklyn Nets. It's a long list.
Okay.
Like I said, I could probably keep going, but that's just some of the people I make calls for, including, I would like to say, Patrick Peterson, the All-Pro with the Arizona Cardinals, Kerry Rose with the Arizona Cardinals. I've done work for Darren McFadden with the Oakland Raiders, Jamal Anderson, who plays with Cincinnati Bengals, Justin Blackman, who plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars, William Rackley Jr., that plays with the Jacksonville Jaguars, Brandon Thompson, who plays with the Cincinnati Bengals, Andre Branch, who plays with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wow, Mr. Jones. Now I see why you made.
And I didn't even name any of the college coaches, because I do clothes for over 25 college coaches.
Go right ahead, Mr. Jones. This is your day. Go right ahead.
Okay. Some of the college coaches I make clothes for. I've done clothes for Andy Kennedy at Ole Miss. I've done a few outfits. I've done more than a few outfits for Jeff Capels, who's down at Duke. Tony Benford, who's at North Texas, head coach. Buzz Williams, head coach at Marquette, and his staff. Scott Sutton and his staff at Oral Roberts University. Tony Stubblefield at University of Oregon. Danny Manning, University of Tulsa. Chris Crutchfield, Lou Hill, University of Oklahoma. Like I said, I think that's enough. I could go all day.
Absolutely, you can.
but I would like to say this: I thank God that I am very blessed and fortunate to have had opportunities to make clothes for a lot of professional athletes, entertainers, but more importantly, just people in general.
Yes,
I mean, what has made my business to be as successful as it is, it's not the athletes and the entertainers who've made my business successful. It's been the everyday blue-collar worker. And that is something a lot of people don't know, don't realize. You know, athletes, like I said, they buy once a year. Yes, they spend a lot of money. But I have a lot of business people who spend just as much as an athlete does, but they spend their money maybe four times a year.
Okay. Now, how long have you been in business?
I've been in business almost 19 years. I think November this year will be 19 years.
Okay.
Total.
All right. I want to change the tone and tenor of it just a little bit and kind of take it off of you, sort of, kind of, and talk about your partners. Because every good surgeon has a whole team of help. Every good lawyer has a whole team of paralegals and law clerks and associates. Let's talk about your partners that help you, you know, with maybe alterations, the custom pocket squares, and exactly what is the custom pocket squares. Who's your manufacturer? Talk about your partners.
Well, let me talk about a friend of mine who does custom pocket squares. Her name is Juliet Nelson. She makes a lot of custom pocket squares for a lot of my athletes. Most of my athletes, they want to be different. So they want custom-made pocket squares to match their suits, match their ties, match their socks. She's been very inspirational by helping me obtain her services and the product that she puts out very well. She's located on Shelby Drive and Hacks Cross.
Okay, so she's in the Memphis area.
Yes, the name of her company is called Juliet Pocket Squares.
Okay.
And her phone number is, I'll give it out.
Go right ahead.
It's 901-628-6920.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now,
and
okay.
The manufacturing company part that you was asking about, manufacturing company that makes all my clothes, that do all the work, because I'm too busy. I couldn't sit down at this point to do anything. They're based out of Houston, Texas. I've been with them for over 15 years, producing, designing, fitting, making sure the fit is correct. Every garment that comes out. So I'm very thankful for them.
What's their name, Mr.
Juliet.
Jones? What's their names, Mr. Jones? The one that's in Texas?
I don't want to talk about their names.
Okay.
They do all my work. I subcontracted them to do all the work for me. But like I said, they're out of Houston, Texas.
Okay.
They do a magnificent job.
All right, and what about the additional accessories, the buttons, the cufflinks, the belts and shoes? Who are you sending them to, or do you take care of all of that? Because what I hear you being is like a professional concierge in a sense, in providing your clients with everything they need to go with that suit. Is that a correct statement?
That is correct. Each one of my clients who I make clothes for, ask me sometimes and say, "Hey, CJ, can you help me pick out shoes?" I mean, I come to a city, I may bring a guy 15 suits. We go to the store and pick out his shoes, pick out his belt. Usually I put the tie, and I get my ties from a number of places, but I get a lot of ties from Juliet because she does have, in addition to pocket squares, she does have neckties, and she does have cufflinks. So I may go by her shop and pick up, you know, those additional accessories for my client, as well as, like I said, picking their shoes out, picking their belts, going to the stores with them. Sometimes we're on the phone, you know, we're online, and they'll show me some shoes from Gucci, Louis Vuitton that they're looking at, which pair of shoes I think would be great, a great fit for and style for the look that they're wearing one particular weekend. Sometimes I may go to Freeman for large feet because I have a lot of clients who have, you know, size 14, 15, 16, 17 shoes.
Wow.
So sometimes I have to go to Freeman, which is, you know, largefeet.com, and pick out shoes for my guys. And a lot of times my guys entrust me enough to say, "Hey, listen, you just pick out the shoes, you pick out the belt, and we just pay for it." So, you know, a lot of times, 90% of the time, I'm in charge of doing all of that. And I do have a lot of clients. 10% of my athletes are on hand in the selection process of their footwear and their belt wear.
Okay. All right. So it's pretty safe to say that the majority of your clients are men, and you mentioned someone earlier who does the women in the is that safe to say that you do not do women athletes?
I have no women athletes, but I do make clothes for women. I make pantsuits, skirt suits, no dresses, blouses with French cuffs with their initials, And the price is the same. You know, I do have some, I would like to say, lady clientele in Memphis, Carolyn Jackson, who is the under the director of the Memphis City Schools Security Department. She wears a lot of my clothes. She's a taller lady who likes to look nice. And so she likes a lot of nice pantsuits, few skirt suits, but because of she's in her office all day and possibly sometimes have to go out to different high schools or elementary schools because of problems, she wants a nice pantsuit with 2.5-inch cuffs. So I do make clothes for ladies and blouses as well.
Okay. I want to wrap. What I'm going to do is wrap this segment up, and we're going to go to a commercial. But when we come back, I want to talk about the Beverly Hills article on you, and then I want to talk more about other people that you dress, such as pastors or other noteworthy people that we would know in the Memphis area, such as police officers. We're going to come back. This, you're listening to Success Swagger Power Syrup Straight Up. We're talking to Mr. Clarence Jones, and we'll be right back. Don't you touch that dial.
At Hamilton Entertainment and Employment Law, LLC, it's not just your problem. Now it's ours. We provide skilled and experienced representation of employees who have been subjected to unlawful discriminatory employment practices in violation of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 as amended. We provide a representation during U.S. EEOC mediations and protecting and representing entertainment and sports clients inclusive of business formation, contract drafting, contract review, appearance contracts, and endorsement contracts for athletes. We're representing employees who have been subjected to unlawful employment terminations and wrongful discharge on the job. Hamilton Entertainment. Call us at 969-4582. That's 969-4582. And let your problem become ours.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to the Success Swagger Power Serve Straight Up. We've been talking today to our guest, Mr. Clarence Jones, a business owner with CJ Custom Clothers. Mr. Jones, welcome right back. Welcome back.
Thank you again.
Okay, now as we wrap up our show today with you, I want to talk about tell us about any articles with the Beverly Hills, one in particular that's pretty fun to you. Tell us about what they said about you and talk about that in Beverly Hills, California.
Well, what happened was I received a phone call from a guy named Dennis Freeman. He's a editor, writer for Beverly Hills Time Magazine.
Uh-huh.
And he called me up and said he had heard a lot about me here in the South from other people and wanted to know who I was. And we kind of elaborated on what I do, you know, some of the players I make clothes for. and he asked me what I mind that he would do a story on me. And I was very reluctant because I'm not one of the people that like to be in the papers, on TV. I'm a very humble person about
it. You really
it.
Are. You really
and
are.
So he kind of like, well, you know, Clarence, this would be great. You know, I mean, he says not every day that he gets to do a story on a clothier. And I said, well, you know, we talked, elaborated a little more, you know, about family, the perception. And I told him, let me think about it. You know, give me a couple of days, and I'll get back with him. And what I normally do is when I do articles, I kind of pray about it first before I make the decision. And I want to know if it would be helpful, beneficial toward my business, or would it hurt my business. So after, you know, praying about it, you know, talking to my pastor, which I do quite a bit, Pastor Christopher Davis over at St. Paul Baptist Church, off of Holmes Road in Airways, and he said, "See, Dad, I think that would be great. You should do the story." So I called Mr. Freeman back, proceeded with the story. We kind of talked about the upcoming draft that was, NBA draft that was coming up. And he wanted to know some of the players that I had, that I was going to have in this year's draft. And so one of the guys that I had made some clothes for the draft was Thomas Robinson, who was the number 5 pick, University of Kansas. John Henson. John went number 14 to the Milwaukee Bucks. He's out of the University of North Carolina.
Okay.
And Memphis' own Arnett Moultrie, who played at Mississippi State. So those were 3 of the guys I was putting clothes on for this year's draft. So we were elaborating, talking about those guys, and he was asking me what type of people they were, and I was, you know, explaining to him that they were very good kids, come from a very good background, great family oriented. You know, and he wanted to know the type of relationship I had with them. I said, I have a great relationship with them. I said, I have a closer relationship with John Henson, because John Henson's father is a very good close friend of mine who I used to shoot basketball against back in college and when he was in college. And so we proceeded with the story. He wanted to know, you know, one other player I had. I told him we could use JaVale McGee, which is a 7-footer at that time. He's a 7-footer, played for the Denver Nuggets. And he loved it, and you know, we went ahead and we did the story. And I thought he did a great job, you know, for me. And to me, it was such an honor to be in an article in Beverly Hills Time magazine. I was very honored and pleased by the article, very pleased.
All right, it sounds like you are, I mean, really, you can be the postal business owner for us, for our show, because it sounds like to me you have a huge amount of swagger in that you are bringing style to the NBA. You are bringing style to the NFL. And I want people to know, if they go to your website, he has a lookbook, and you can see all the types of suits and everything that he has made for people. Tell us a little bit about your presence with the NBA in the draft. There's an article on your website called the 2012 NBA Draft Fashion Superlatives. Tell us a little bit about that article.
Well, a little bit about the fashion for the NBA draft. I want everyone to know, last year's NBA draft, 2011, I had NBA Best Dress. I had Marquise and Marcus Morrison that got drafted by Phoenix and Houston from the University of Kansas. So that was a big accomplishment for me to finally have NBA's Best Dress. This past year for the 2012 NFL draft, I had one of the top 3 best dressed NFL players this year, and Michael Brockers for the St. Louis Rams. In addition to that, for the 2012 NBA draft, John Henson of the Milwaukee Bucks was cited for one of NBA's best dressed for this year's draft. And mostly they talked about him was the collar of his shirt, the color of his shirt, to coincide the color of the suit, which was more like a North Carolina color.
As a business owner and as a woman, there's nothing more than the sight of a well-dressed man. Mr. Jones, you are definitely measuring up success for both the NFL, the NBA, your clients, as well as your business owners. I want to talk a little bit, and I do mean just a little bit, about your perks. I can't even imagine the perks that you get from your client base. Let's talk about what involvement you have with the Super Bowl, for example, or any perks that comes along with that, with the Super Bowl.
Well, I don't want to just single out the Super Bowl.
Let's just say
perks in general.
Okay.
Let's say I want to go to a comedy show. Let's say Cedric the Entertainer's in Memphis, which he was a few years ago at the Cannon Center.
Mm-hmm.
Cedric the Entertainer was sold out for 2 days. That Friday and Saturday, or that Saturday and Sunday. Well, because I make shirts for Cedric the Entertainer and his business manager, Eric Rohn, I was able to pick up the phone and say, hey, I need a couple of tickets, front row, for the comedy show. Guess what? When I got back in town, I was coming back from New Orleans, front row, comedy show tickets, backstage passes, get to hang out, eat, socialize. You know, I had a great time with them guys. I mean, I love Cedric and Steve and DL. They're actually three of the guys that was really a mainstay for my business as well, because they really helped me tremendously. On the second tour of the King of Comedy Tour, which I was on, and I did probably 86 to 90 shirts.
Wow.
Just for that tour.
Mm.
Other perks that I receive, I get free tickets to any and every basketball game.
Now, I think that's a little known fact about you, that you were part of the Kings of Comedy Tour, not just making the shirts, but you were actually going around with them. And can you say that number again, of the number of shirts that you made just for the Kings of Comedy Tour, and who all was involved, what comedians were involved in that Kings of Comedy Tour?
I want to say I did probably 86 to maybe 90 shirts on that tour, and Steve Harvey bought the most shirts, then Cedric, and then D.L. Hughley. Those were the three comics that were wearing my shirts on the Kings of Comedy Tour, in addition to Eric Rohn, Cedric the Entertainer's manager. And also Steve's bodyguard, Boomerang. Them guys I went to 12 cities with them guys. I went to 12 different cities. I was even offered, when D.L. Hughley was in Memphis, right before they went to film the show in Charlotte, they asked me to come, and I just refused to go to Charlotte when they were doing the taping of the show, of the King of Comedy show.
Uh-huh.
Wish I had a win, but that's okay.
Now, all of this is amazing to me, because we're talking about someone that took a home economic class or sewing class in the eighth grade.
I took a home economic class in the eighth grade. what's real funny that a lot of people don't know as well, my mother was a dresser. My mother pretty much taught me how to color coordinate my clothes. So that was another big plus for me, which was very instrumental when I make clothes for people. You know, because when you're making clothes, it's not so much the make of the clothes. I mean, you have to know how to put it together. You have to make it pop. When the person puts that suit on, he walks in, people want to be like, man, that guy is clean. And that's the
swagger
image I try to portray for all my clients.
Wow. Now, Mr. Jones, I remember my mother and my father had their clothes made from someone very similar, but it was a female. What I want to talk about in closing out the show, for someone that's out there who has, because you have a passion for doing this. I mean, you started with the eighth grade. This is absolutely amazing. And it goes back to the old theory that if you have a passion, then let people pay you to do what you love to do best. And you're doing that very, very well. And your client base sounds like repeat customers. Your perks is amazing. Would you say, for someone that's out there, what would you say to someone out there who maybe makes clothes for women or maybe for children, and they don't quite know how to start this business? What would you say to them?
Well, first of all, I would always say pray about what you want, because if you don't pray to God and allow Him to carry your business over, you won't be as successful as you would like to be. second of all, you can't make the business about money. Long term, you won't be as successful as you want. You'll be successful for a little while, but to be able to be in the business for over 20 years and still have 90% of your clients, that's what you want to be, longevity of your business. You want to make your business about relationships, strong relationships with people. That there alone will carry you a lot further than making, let's say you charge a guy $5,000 one time for a suit, when really you could have probably made him two suits for $5,000, or let's say three suits for $5,000. I would rather be able to make a guy three suits or even four suits for $5,000 than make one suit for $5,000. Because what's going to happen is, if that guy feels satisfied, or that lady, or lady feels satisfied with the way the service was, and they don't feel like they're being beat out of money, they will refer everyone in the world to about you, will talk about you to other people. They will get you your business. They will help make you successful.
Okay. Now, are there anybody that you want to thank on this show? And do you? And then also, do you have any specials that's out there? To tell the listening audience.
Well, the specials I have going on right now, if you buy one suit from me, I'll give you a free shirt, tie, socks, and cufflinks. If you buy four more shirts from me, I will give you a free shirt with no problem. If you buy a suit and get and want four shirts, I will give you two shirts free. And I will still add the tie and the socks and the cufflinks if you need it. And as far as with everyone else, I just like to just thank all the people in Memphis and throughout the world, as much as the United States, and I have been flown abroad to make clothes overseas for players. I like to thank each and every one of them and you all for making CJ Custom Clothiers to be able to be a success story and talk about it to you all. Thank you all, and have a blessed day.
All right, you've been listening to Mr. Clarence Jones on this show, and he has made suits for everyone. So for the University of Memphis coaches, the Grizzlies players, and anyone, any man out there who wants to have swagger, you need to call him up. His number is 378-8273. And that was Mr. Clarence Jones. Thank you for listening to another successful show here. Make sure you keep listening to us, because our headliners are looking really, really amazing. You've been listening again to Success Swagger Power, Served Straight Up. I'm your host, Attorney Myra Hamilton. Thank you, and I see you next week.
This is Sergeant Chris Richardson of the Tennessee Highway Patrol. Over my career, I've been asked, what's the most difficult part about being a state trooper? That's easy. The hardest part about being a state trooper is going to someone's house and telling the people there that someone they love is never, ever coming home because of a senseless, preventable traffic crash. In Tennessee, every year, way too many lives are lost by drinking and driving, texting and driving, and not wearing your seatbelt. Please don't make me tell your loved ones that you're not coming home.